Do you have an idea for opening?
If not, we can go straight to music.
What if we just did a con thing, because that hasn't been done to death? So straight to music, huh?
Yeah.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast! Zero Issues Comic Podcast!
Hey, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the very good podcast.
We're number one in your heart.
Sound like a Russian podcast or something.
Yeah.
Welcome to a very good podcast. Yes.
I'm Bri.
I'm Merc.
I'm Kyle.
We're your very good boys, and here's very good news.
Current Zero News Flash.
Breaking news, did you know there's going to be a sequel to Spider-Man Homecoming?
Really?
I
thought they were just trying to do a standalone. And that
yeah, just a one yeah. standalone yeah. movie, like one film.
Well, I figured they would do one Spider-Man movie, and that would launch the Venom franchise.
Oh, yeah.
And then forget about Spider-Man.
Well, once they're making that, like, Black Cat Silver Sable money, they don't need to do Spider-Man anymore.
Raking in the silver dough.
The silver dollars?
Silver dollars.
It was right there.
I know.
Silver dough. This look, I love you. I love you.
Make silver bread.
You're going to die.
You're going to get real sick.
I'm already sick.
That is the thing, though. There's going to be two more of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As Tom Holland leaked. But, like, that's
is
not...
Is it really a leak?
It's not really a surprise. I mean, of course there's going to be sequels. Now we just know for sure.
Right.
I don't know how many movies he's actually been contracted to appear in.
I think generally they're like, it seems like
nine?
They try to, yeah, something like that, or like six or something like that. They try to sign him on for a whole bunch, but considering, you know, he's already in Civil War, he's going to be in the two Avengers movies, I'm sure, and then three Spider-Man movies.
So that's
equal six.
That's six. So that is an arbitrary number that we picked.
Yeah. It could be seven.
That's all of them. What about eight?
Oh.
I was thinking, he should be an eight.
Eight's the biggest number there is.
That's true. One movie
Infinity.
For every leg on a spider.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes sense, you
it
guys.
It's wait a second. Nine.
At the time we're recording this, E3 is happening, which was a week ago for you, dear listener. Some stuff we already knew about, but they had a gameplay trailer sort of a thing for the Spider-Man PS4 game.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which is looking pretty promising.
Yeah.
Aside from that costume that I hate. But,
there's a reason for the costume, apparently?
Is there?
Yeah, they said
it's got like a big white spider, which just doesn't really jive with the color scheme for me. But you know what? That's fine. It's minor detail, and I'm not going to nitpick it to death for once in my life. However, gameplay-wise, I mean, it looks pretty Arkham-y and also looks pretty like open-world Spider-Man 2-ish, and based on...
As long as the web-swinging is good.
Yeah, that would be a plus. Because, Spider-Man 2, I can still throw that in, just like, I'm webbing around New York and having a wonderful time for, like, 15 minutes there, and it makes me feel better. It makes me feel better about the world and my life.
Uh-oh, I'm going to be late to meet up with Mary Jane. Well, gotta catch these balloons. This kid lost a balloon. Hold on to your balloon.
Just swings down there. It's like, I bought you another balloon. It's like 50 cents. It's a balloon.
This one says, I'm an idiot on it.
You hold on to that. So, that's, I think, coming out in, what, next year or something like that?
Yeah, but a good
Spider-Man game again. That'll be fun.
You know what's coming up this year? Another comic game. But no Spider-Man, surprisingly. The new Marvel vs. Capcom.
Well, I never even noticed the no Spider-Man. I mean, he'll be in it.
I don't know if he will be.
That's weird. No X-Men.
Well, no X-Men
what's
at all.
Going on?
Surprise.
Yeah.
But there's an X, man.
Yeah.
So, like, that's all I need. I just, like, I
it's
haven't...
It's just my ex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sandra?
Thanos features in. I mean, they're obviously playing up what's going on in the movies pretty much, like, the characters and whatnot. Was it Kevin Michael Richardson? It sounded like him, right?
I think so.
Got that Kevin Michael Richardson voice.
Bri here with a little editor footnote. Turns out Isaac C. Singleton Jr. is actually playing Thanos in the game, who currently plays him on the Avengers Assemble and Guardians of the Galaxy cartoons that are running right now. Don't really watch either of those, so I wasn't aware. And back to the news.
There's another fighting game that looks like a lot of fun based on a certain franchise that I won't mention, but it looks pretty Marvel vs. Capcom-y, and I'm pretty excited.
Oh, Injustice 2!
Yeah, that's the one.
Return of the Conroy.
Oh no, he's definitely gonna retire.
Conroy Triumphant.
Yeah. Black Panther teaser.
Yep, went up that, recently. Yeah,
Oh, he's also gonna be in that. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, of course. Oh, we saw him. And now that was pretty good.
Delightfully good.
Oh, it looks fantastic.
Delightful, yes.
Not much to talk about. It's a teaser, but you saw like a lot of little
characters and stuff. There's a fair amount of stuff.
You saw a lot of Wakanda. You saw a lot of the characters and
that. And I'm glad that Claw was featured.
Yes.
Andy Serkis as Claw, I love him. He's
and you
so
did
good.
See there's a lot of little details in
to
it.
That circus.
One of the characters had sort of a gauntlety weapon that looks very similar to Claw's weapon from the comic. Okay, so you could be seeing how he becomes sort of the comic version of the character, or like the movie version of the comic version of the character.
Yeah.
Always love seeing some circus. Always love actually seeing some circus.
Yeah, actually having him and his real face.
Yeah.
And not just
that's fun
motion, for him. Motion captured circus.
It's fun for him.
Yeah.
It looks fantastic. It looks so like bright and colorful. The world Wakanda looks like. That's going to really stand out, I think. And I mean, like, nobody was not excited for it, but
I think it might be one of those kind of Guardians of the Galaxy thing. Like, not everybody is super familiar with Black Panther, they might be a little, not looser with it, but it might be less of a constraint on everything, and people just might be like, I have no idea what I'm walking into, whereas, Captain America, I know.
So you can take a bit more liberties with that.
Yeah, play with it a bit more. And
it does look, though, just based on the teaser, it seems like a really bang on. It looks like they're actually staying true in a lot of ways. Of course, they'll take liberties and move things around and make it work in a modern movie, but as far as like realizing that world, looks great.
Yeah.
And release date, I think it was February, I don't know if it was 18th, something like that. It's in February. It's coming out in February, which is a first for a Marvel movie. Usually they're like,
is it?
Yeah, I think it's the first one to come out in February. They've sort of been creeping to different times a little bit. They're trying to dominate the entire year every year. So.
Oh, isn't it? It's Black History Month?
Oh, yeah. That is true.
Yeah, I think that's, I saw something.
That's a very good point. Yeah, that's likely played a role. But also, I mean, they're trying to dominate every season.
We need
three movies a year. And then, they keep December. They got Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Every freaking year forever. So Disney's got that locked down.
But speaking of Black Panther, there's been a notice of a bunch of Marvel cancellations of the books.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just kind of noted. It's not official, but Black Panther and the crew had already been canceled after two issues. They're just going to go to the sixth issue and be done. But not official, Roxanne Gay, who originally was the first writer on it, she didn't stay on with the book. But World of Wakanda is now been canceled as well. So,
I mean, I would argue that maybe just have one Black Panther book.
Yeah.
I love the world, sort of the world building and sort of like trying to make him prominent and stuff, and all the work that Ta-Nehisi Coates has put into it. The book's been great, really enjoying it and kind of enjoying the whole thing, but
not every franchise needs seven books.
You don't need three books around one solo character. I don't think you need that for Spider-Man. I'm happy with one Spider-Man.
And they've been doing that and then even just all these minor characters is giving everybody books.
Yes.
It's like, well, if you flood the market, not everybody can pay for that.
So no, exactly.
You're going to lose books. It's just...
But
I buy every issue of Volstagg.
Of what?
Volstagg.
Volstagg?
Yeah. Volstagg?
And there was the Warriors 3 title, but they split them off into three solo titles, right?
Yeah.
So,
Which ones do you guys get?
I'm a Fandral man.
Who isn't?
A little bit of controversy.
Uh-oh.
Because why not?
Sure.
Howard Chaykin has a new book. You might have heard something about this.
Yeah.
Divided States of Hysteria, which is sort of... set off a little bit of controversy. You know how Twitter can be.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring, and I think a lot of it was just the timing, but it features like a trans character beaten because, a trans character.
Yeah.
Also characterized as a pedophile, apparently, which is kind of like a very played out kind of look is my deal. It's caused a lot of furor. He's defending himself. Image is sort of defending it a bit. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, obviously you can write whatever you want. The main thing that seems to be sticking with people that it got released on the first week of Pride Month.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not good timing.
I actually picked it up.
Yeah?
I just liked the cover. I was like, that's an interesting design cover. And I was like, I know the name of him, and I don't know him from much.
Yeah, I mean, he's like,
He's been around for a long time.
A long time, yes.
And I picked it up, and I actually didn't like the book at all.
Okay.
And, you know, there's those reasons.
Yeah.
Okay. But... And then there was just, it was weirdly put together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like every page was a new storyline. And I'm like, what?
Oh.
I don't know what I'm reading.
It's very weird.
Yeah. Some of them would go for like 2-3 pages and, oh, no, totally new thing. And I'm like, this is really disjointed. And I have no idea what I'm reading. Thanks for showing up.
Oh, it also had a Pride Month variant cover.
Oh,
which
that I didn't know.
Which, yeah, not good in a lot of ways. I don't really know.
No.
Apparently, it was delayed. It wasn't supposed to come out originally, like in Pride Month. But at the same time, it's like,
yeah. Why would you have a Pride Month variant cover then?
Well, probably just because it got pushed to that point, they just slapped one just to
somebody draw something
synergize
quick.
Or whatever the heck.
Make this rainbow colored.
Yeah. Anything else for the news?
No. That's a bit of a downer.
Yeah.
That's what the news is.
Every day.
Welcome to the warm-up!
So what are we going to do this week for the warm-up? You guys have an idea?
I don't have anything, actually.
All right, well then, I've got an idea.
Go.
Mary?
No, just go.
Okay, right. Sorry.
No. No, go.
Well, it was a lovely
do
podcast.
Your ideas.
Marry me or lose me forever. Mary F*** Gill.
Woo!
Jack Kirby, Stan Lee, Steve Ditko.
Oh, no! I got mine.
He's like, oh no, done.
In that order, marry Stan Lee, because, you know, he's, you know what I mean? He's had a long-lasting marriage. He seems like he's got some money. He's doing pretty well. You're going to have a happy life, I think. Might get in on some of that cameo action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Okay. Jack Kirby, because, I think he's been around.
Yeah.
He's been around the block. He knows some stuff. And I'm going to kill Steve Ditko just because I don't want to hear any of it. I don't want to hear a damn thing. No. Enough.
That's fair. I went with everything the same as you.
Oh, really?
And I agree with the Steve Ditko. Just kill him for that reason.
Yeah. Nothing against him personally. I respect his work, but I do not want to talk to him.
And, like, with that, I'd have to f*** Jack Kirby. Could not fuck Stan Lee because you don't fuck Stan Lee. Just ask Jack Kirby.
Oh. I was going to go the same way as you, but now I have to do it. I have to do it.
The logic is sound.
It is. It's totally sound. I am going to marry Jack Kirby.
Well, that's good, too.
Because you know what? He had a very long marriage.
Oh, that's true. You know what I mean? They're both pretty lucky in
love. Good guys. They're like stand-up guys. I would.
And the kind of marriage that can inspire characters that people will love forever. You know what I mean? Fan favorite characters. Come on.
Mm-hmm. I would. Stan Lee. Or no. I would f*** Steve Ditko.
Maybe.
And then I would just leave him and I would never call him back again.
Maybe that would convince him to write about something else. He'd have some other
see
in his bonus.
Thing is, like, maybe he's just lonely.
But then I would also would have it in my bag that I'd be like, nobody's even got pictures. I f*** Steve Ditko.
Oh,
I got pictures.
I got pictures.
And of course, that leaves only one remainder.
Yeah.
I guess you'd kill Stan
Lee. I'd kill Stan Lee.
How would you do it?
Yelling Jack Kirby's name?
For my husband!
Like a Macbeth, Lady Macbeth
kind of thing? You're doing it for the king.
Right, put on, like, those big Incredible Hulk
fists.
The big Hulk fist things.
Yeah.
They're called hands.
The Hulk hands.
Yeah, the Hulk hands, yeah.
Then he gets back up and Bob Barker's you.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Excelsior.
What the f***?
Con season, baby!
Yeah, we're talking about cons, and I'm talking quiet, and I'm talking loud again. All right, okay.
That's my thing. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. We all just kind of got back from cons...
A couple weeks ago-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2-3.
It's been a bit, but...
It has been a bit, but we haven't really had a chance to talk.
No.
It's been a weird couple of months, so yeah. I went to Calgary, which I go to every year, and I went to Regina right after that, the week after that. Which is a new one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Came back. We were back. I was like back like a week or a week and a half or something. And then the three of us all went down together.
You had a hell of a month.
I had a lot of driving this month. Sorry, that was my phone.
You drove the whole way there and back. We kept saying like we'll drive.
I enjoy. You know what? Like we were.
I talked to Jamie about that after, and he was like, "Yeah, Merck will drive." Just accept it.
Get that sweet Scorpion jacket. It's great.
Got my driving gloves.
Yeah.
The open knuckles. My Ghost Rider car. The chain.
Chain steering wheel. That's not
stiff. It just hangs as
you've
a chain.
You've got your Tom Hardy that you hang on the front like a hood ornament.
I hang Tom Hardy? The actual guy.
I gotta get my blood, you guys.
Yeah. You need your driving blood. Exactly. Some people drink coffee. You don't drink coffee.
Nope.
You need yourself...
That's how we made it.
Gotta get that Tom Hardy blood.
I hear there's venom in it. But which kind? Wait, that works on both levels. Oh, I'm so smart! Oh my god, guys, I'm smart! Mom, you were right!
He seems so surprised and proud. Yeah. It's something else.
It's kind of a confused surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys can go to hell.
Editor's note. They did.
So yeah, that was Aurelia, which is like a 13 and a half, 14 hour drive from here. So that was went straight there and back. Fun time.
Well, hey, we stopped off at an Eastside Mario's.
That's true.
Hey, bada boom, bada bing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We watched some Mystery Science Theater and fell asleep.
Probably.
like a standard sleepover. I think in the car between the two of us, Bri, we probably fell asleep 24 times.
Yeah, it became the...
It's a conservative estimate, yes.
The bit on the way down that Bri was doing micro-sleeps.
Yeah,
and it just
Batman style.
It was almost like mid-sentence. He just half-finished the thought, and then I turned to the left, turned to the right, and he was in the passenger seat, and he was out cold.
Yeah.
Like, what? When? What? Okay. Meanwhile, Kyle's in the back taking pictures of him and...
Yeah, which was undressing funny him. Until I fell asleep.
Yeah. And then
I took pictures of you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was.
That's not
driving.
Funny. And you got both of us.
And I got both of you.
Yeah. All right.
And then I got a picture of all of us while we were all asleep while I was driving.
Ooh, glad that wasn't us.
While driving, I actually got to read comics for the first time in several months.
Yeah, me too.
And they were all Bri's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bri brought a bunch of comics.
Had like the. Miles and Spider-Gwen crossover or something. Yeah. Just kind of tossing back and forth.
Yeah. It was pretty okay.
It was a fun time.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
And then you, once we got back, you went to Joy-Con.
I did, yes, in Dryden, Ontario. It's my wife's, where she's from. So we were like, well, let's go there and we can, you know, visit her family for very briefly. But, yeah, it was a great time, actually.
Their first one.
Yeah, absolutely. It was their first sort of geek gaming comic convention. It was fantastic. Same with Aurelia, that was the first time that they had it. It just seems like these things are, like, where maybe some places you wouldn't expect, like, really, you maybe expect Dryden, maybe you wouldn't expect, but it just seems like people come out for that, and there's, like, such an energy to it, and it just seems like they're successful, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this stuff just keeps growing.
Well, this stuff is so mainstream now. Like, just the movies and the TV series and all the stuff. And
brought people out, man. Like, it was pretty full, like, most of the time, and it was very impressive, actually, the work they put together. It was Andy McIsaac planned it, and he's thankfully fit me in there.
Nice.
Even though it was pretty late in, and he did a great job, and then it'll be back next year, apparently, and I'm hoping to make it.
Nice! Really, it was the first year, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I guess the last year, because now it is the
Cottage Country
Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Right, but it's, like, expanding, I guess.
Yeah, going to 2 days, and I think it's in the same spot, but they're going to have 2 days, at least, so.
I would like a bigger place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that they were going to expand to different parts of that building, but then...
No. They just had, like, the restaurant area, which...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's going to have, like, themed names. Captain America's Spaghetti.
Well, a lot of cons do that. Like, the smaller ones will have, like, a place that has different rooms, and you have your gaming in here, and you have this in here, and...
Just Captain America's Spaghetti. It's like, we just put some red, white, and blue food coloring in here. It's like, it's just lavender.
I was trying to come up with some sort of pasta that had like a something that sounded a little Captain American-y. I got nothing.
Nothing at all.
Patriotic penne.
Sure.
Yeah, that's weak.
When Captain America throws his mighty
patriotic penne.
All those who chose to oppose it.
Patriotic penne.
Must yield.
It's all you can eat. It's Hydra-Cap spaghetti. Because you eat one noodle. Two more take its place. I'll leave.
No, you know what? I brought it up. So I'll leave.
And then you just eat pasta. It's an all-you-can-eat, and you just be, I can do this all day.
Ah, there it is.
But you shouldn't.
But you shouldn't.
You really shouldn't, no. The carbs. My God.
I wonder, is Captain America can't get drunk, right? Can he get, like, pasta drunk?
You know, I think he can.
You know what I'm talking about. You have too much pasta and you're just like, it almost impairs your judgment.
Yeah. You certainly can't walk right. He'd be like, on your left. Ugh. You'd fall. He'd be like, you didn't pass me. Why do you keep saying on your left? On your left. Oh, just take a fiver.
So, for the show notes, this is the episode where we talk about spaghetti for 5 minutes. Specifically Captain America. Now, what other kind of superheroes want spaghetti?
Well, does that Eminem Punisher comic count?
It does.
Yeah, it does.
His palm spaghetti, knees weak, arm spaghetti, his vomit on his sweater spaghetti, mom spaghetti.
So, when I did the drive out west,
yes,
I actually quite enjoyed the drive, so it was fun. And did like it in 2 day stints, so it's like 14 hours the first day, and then another like 7 hours or something, and so it's a long couple of days. I finally get into Calgary, and I normally just go to the hotel and then go set up the next day, but I thought, you know what, I might be able to ditch all my stuff out of the truck first day, and I got in, I'm like, hey, everything's going like clockwork, everything's coming up Millhouse, it's great. And then I go back to the hotel, and this is a different hotel than I usually stay in, it's kind of around the corner.
It's a little classier, but, you know, you're worth it.
It's a little cheaper, actually.
But you know what? You're worth it.
I'm worth it. Exactly. And so I go in and get in and park and do it all. And I'm like, okay, finally, I'm done. And I need to go grab a drink and get some food and walk into the lounge. There's like two double motion sensor doors. The first one goes. The second one goes. And what happens right in front of me? There's a guy standing there at the curb, and he just throws up. Just the two doors. Like, oh, welcome to Calgary.
The promised land.
Oh, so I immediately just turned. No eye contact. Go. Calgary, yay. Welcome me back. Yeah.
You're going to throw up.
Yeah. There's a lot of vomit in Calgary. I just want to say that. There's a lot. Everywhere. Everywhere I walk, there's a lot of vomit everywhere.
Well, you got to say it.
I'm not even joking. There's
congrats.
Yeah.
Well, they should stop drinking all that oil.
Yeah.
It's an important part of our country's economy.
Yeah.
Let them drink oil.
Get you something with
Texas
it.
Texas tea.
A message from the Government of Canada.
This was for Kyle and I, I'm pretty sure. This
first, is our out first, of town?
Yeah, yeah. Our first time traveling for something like this.
So what did you learn from it?
Oh, boy. Precious little, as usual.
Okay. That he can sleep.
Not really much of a learner. I'm a very good sleeper. I got the skills, which is great, because I used to have trouble sleeping, and now I'm a sleepy boy.
I believe you would be a sleepy beepy.
I don't know what you're talking about, Kyle. That's a weird thing to say, Kyle.
You know, like, sleepy beepy?
It's weird that you said that, Kyle. It's weird that you made that up and said that, Kyle.
Go to hell.
I might have said that on the road. Maybe I was, might have been a little pasta drunk at the time. I don't know.
All right, and now it is no longer an inside joke.
No,
it's... And so everyone can enjoy it.
They won't. Having sort of like a display idea, like, slap it up, you know what you're doing, you know how to put it together, get it ready quickly.
Yep.
Although I change it every time.
It seems that you do, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But sort of learning that bit by bit, just, you know, you have a certain amount of space. I didn't really know the length of the table. Thankfully, everything fit.
Yeah.
So in Aurelia, I sort of had it set up a certain way. And then when I did Dryden, I had it set up a different way, which I kind of just stole from Kyle for the prints, framed prints in like a big wall. And it was like, oh, that's really good.
So, see, when I did that, because I did that at Aurelia, and you guys both had sort of a lower thing in front, which forced you to stand, I found that, like, hey, I got to sit. This is great. I'm sitting. Everyone who's looking at my stuff can't talk to me.
Oh.
So I found it kind of detrimental to me making sales there.
I find standing, it helps.
Yeah.
You seem more engaged and you're talking to the people. When I went to Calgary, I usually go with other people, and it's always better to have somebody else there. Then you're kind of kept awake and you're kept engaged and you can talk back and forth, and if you're not, like, immediately on the ball selling stuff, the other person can be and step up and when you need to. And this time I was completely alone, and my sales were dismal. And that's not the only part of why sales weren't that good, but I think that was part of it, is I just wasn't as in... I got more engaged later on.
Like, yeah.
Calgary's 4 days, and for the first day or two, I was
that's
not...
long.
It's long, and I was not... doing much of the engagement, which I should have been, but...
Well, yeah, that's something that I learned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This year. But, like, did that work for you when you did it?
The
big wall of...
It did, yeah. Yeah? Well, okay. I sort of... The way I had it set up, I had, like, again, kind of a big wall. They have, like, the cube things, that like, the metal mesh...
Grid
whatever.
Things.
Grid things, yeah. That you can just
if you've ever seen a picture of any of us at anything... It's the thing that we have, because we all have it.
I did actually set it up a little differently. I had that in Dryden. I had the crates. I have, like, these milk crates. Turn them upside down, which you right. thankfully gave me.
Yeah.
Was sort of displayed some stuff on there. So I was still standing, because I still had that. And that kind of worked out. Maybe that worked out well. Dryden, as far as the display went, worked the best for me. And also, sales? Believe it or not, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of did real good there, and it was just like, oh, okay. Like, I felt like maybe it was a few things. One, kind of getting the display down right. And secondly, being engaged, that's the thing
That's like 90% of it.
Yeah, and it's sort of something that it's taken me, I feel like, at this point, like, you know, a year or two to sort of really get to that point where, like, actually sort of talk about stuff.
Where you feel confident enough to be like, hey, how's it going?
And exactly.
You just want to engage somebody and then just talk a little bit about it. Like, you don't want to bug people, but they're there to see stuff. And like, hey, I have stuff. Come look at it.
That's the beauty of this, too, is that, I mean, being who we are, whatever. I find it really hard to be like a salesman, like a huckster kind of a person.
Yeah.
But the thing is that you're there, people that you have common interests with, people that are just excited to see stuff. You're just talking to them about that, right? Even if you just talk to them about stuff and they like look at your stuff and things will go naturally from there. It doesn't feel
well,
like cynical
at like
all.
It doesn't have to be like, hey, you come here and buy my stuff.
Have I got a deal for you?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
But look at this. 1, 2, 3 smacks in the face. Now will you buy from me? You son of a gun.
Because every time if I'm, like, looking at something and somebody's clearly trying to pull that on me, I just want to leave, right?
Yeah.
I don't want... It makes me feel like I'm being manipulated.
Well, it's like people in the mall calling you over for fidget spinners. Week 2, fidget spinners. Let's see how many weeks this will last.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, I find that very cynical. I feel kind of manipulated when somebody's clearly trying to get something out of me. But if you're just, like... You know what I mean? I'm not necessarily, like, trying to sell... Like, I'm wanting to sell stuff, obviously, but you're just talking to people and just trying to be like, hey, this is cool, right? Connecting in some sort of a way, and then they'll be more engaged and likely to sort of look at your stuff and want to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, I noticed
it kind of works both... It works... It's mutually... You know what I mean? It's just a natural thing.
Yeah. When I was in Regina, this guy walks by and he's got this Moon Knight shirt, but it's not, like, a store-bought one, obviously. It's just, like, the modern Moon Knight where it's just the...
Made of skin.
Yeah, there's no... Yes.
Wow, the super modern Moon Knight.
Yeah.
It's not the hood thing. It's just the
mask.
Like the mask
thing
the
with the little...
Kind of thing.
With the half moon on the forehead sort of thing. And I looked, I was like, oh, I've never seen one like that. I was like, nice Moon Knight shirt. And all of a sudden he stops and we just start talking. And then he's like, oh, my daughter made it. And then he gives me a little sticker that his daughter made that's a little Moon Knight thing.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, and I would... Like, it's not like I'm not trying to sell him anything. And he's like, what do you got? And he bought a bunch of stuff. And just like, oh, okay. That's how that works. If you're nice to people.
Yeah. Well, again, you talk to people.
There's a possibility.
They like you. They're, you know, going to want to know your stuff better, right?
Yeah.
Just naturally. That's...
If you don't stop them in some sort of way, they are very likely just to go past you. Especially the bigger ones. There's so many people. There's like...
There's a million things that are pulling for people's attention.
Yeah. If you don't...
You weren't a trailer.
Just a
I thought
teaser.
He was.
A teaser.
Well, it's changed everything for me.
Just a bit of a teaser.
Oh, yeah, he is. As far as, like, turnouts go, I don't know what kind of a turnout you usually get, because you go to, like, Calgary every year.
Just numbers-wise?
Yeah.
Apparently, was it, like, 95,000 people?
Holy mother of... Wow.
Yeah, and that was down... From last year.
That's a lot.
Last year was over 100,000. I think Calgary is the second biggest one in Canada, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
I'm not sure about Montreal, but I know, like, Toronto Fan Expo was obviously the big, they get like 300,000 people or something.
Yeah. Can't compete with Toronto.
You can try, but you will lose.
Regina was, I never heard actual numbers. I never heard anything from those organizers after that.
Oh, yeah? Huh.
There was a... I won't go into it, but...
First year?
No.
For you, though?
Oh, for me, and it will be last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, not going back there. thanks for having me.
Yeah, so
it was. There were some nice
some
people.
Of the things which we won't share.
Yeah.
But it seemed a little.
It makes a huge difference when the organizers are organized.
Yes.
Which, and it's like it's a difficult thing to do. That's why every year, even if it doesn't go super well sales wise, I always am like super grateful to Calgary for how they put that show on. It's so professional and it's so well organized. If you have any questions, it's so easy to figure stuff out. And I've never had any hassles. And Regina was a hassle.
That obviously, like, Calgary's well above and beyond. It really was, like, pretty packed, though, for the
there
space.
There was, 7,500 people in the end? Which there was way more than they were expecting.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. That's a fantastic first-time turnout.
Between what, like, noon and 3? It was like you could not really move in there.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think it was.
So I'm very surprised that they're not expanding.
We'll see what they do. I don't know.
Seem really like gung ho based on my inbox lately about what's happening. I'm just and that's the thing too is that I know one thing I'm kind of like adjusting to a little bit is like you really got to plan ahead for this stuff. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like we had a pretty short turnaround time for finding out about Aurelia, which we'll just say, Amika, one of our listeners.
Hey, dude.
Hey.
Dude deserves a woo.
Mika Hamalainen. I'm sorry if I'm screwing up your name.
Yeah.
Hamalainen. He just kind of gave us a heads up. He was like, hey, are you coming to Aurelia? We're like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And,
why would we?
They just randomly show up in Aurelia.
This is happening. So it's like, well, let's do that.
Yeah. So decided on very short notice to do it. And it was not a lot of cons you can get into that quickly. It was only like a couple months turnaround time. A lot of them you have to plan like 9 months in advance or more.
Like a baby.
Like a baby.
Well, this one was like a preemie. What? Worthy of your love.
That's true.
Yes, there was a smaller turnout.
Oh.
But that just means less poop to deal with.
I don't know how I feel.
It's still an okay baby.
This analogy is getting out of hand.
Yeah, a little bit. So yeah, going forward, I don't know, maybe we'll do this sort of thing again sometime.
Ooh.
Yes.
Get some non-committal looks back.
second date. Totally.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, I'm still debating. I think I'm going to do Calgary again, but I won't do Regina, which is kind of sad because it's cool to be able to drive out and organize, have things around the same time.
Yeah, it's like a little tour.
Yeah, but then it costs more, so then it costs me more to do that. But you know what? It was super fun because then I took a little drive trip. I went up to like Saskatoon, visited some family, and drove around areas I haven't really been in 30 years, so it was fun.
The tricky part, I think, being in Thunder Bay, it's a little isolated, so getting to like anywhere major enough, you're looking at like, you know, driving half a day at least, or like multiple days.
Minneapolis.
But then you
got to go over the border.
You got to go over the border, and then there's the legalities of that.
And there have been some kind of high profile issues of people getting turned away at the border, or like.
Yeah. Well, if you're going into the States to sell, you need proper permits.
Right.
You can't just. Well, I'm just going to a con. That's nice, sir. Please turn around, or I'll shoot you in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I've seen some people talking about it on some Facebook groups. I'm like, I don't know what the actual permits and stuff you need and what sort of, like, I don't know if it's like a work visa or I don't know what technically it is, but...
Yeah.
It's not... It's a little more complicated than...
Right.
Than just going. Yeah.
Friend Jay lives close to Winnipeg and he's, like, mentioned a million times, like, you should come to Winnipeg for the C4 or whatever.
C4, yeah. I just applied for it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
For is that like November or something?
No, they always have it right around Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Which I might have applied a little too late.
Okay.
In their wait list, but
right.
I've been to it before.
How's that?
It was good. Like, it was, that's gotta be 7 years ago, something like
that.
Okay. 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
So it could have changed completely.
Yeah, and it was still growing then. Like, there was like 15,000 people or something, 15,000 people, so it wasn't huge, but it was still sizable.
Okay.
And that was before I'd done Calgary and that, I think. I think that was the first one. So, yeah, I went with the guys that did Victor's Legacy, because they're from Winnipeg, so we just decided to do that one. But, yeah, we'll see. I'm sure it's grown since then. So.
Yeah. So that's something I keep thinking about, and I'm just sort of like, now I'm like, oh, maybe I could. It's like, well, it's probably too late now. But I guess that might be worth a shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Apply.
Well, I will then.
Do it.
Fine.
Do it!
Fine.
Do it!
Kiss.
Kiss.
Well, that was everything I expected it to be. I'm not saying it was good or bad.
Can I just bring up one little story?
Please, yes.
This actually isn't anything to do with my con experience, but I always have people friend me on Facebook that I'm like, obviously you're comic book related, artist related, or whatever, and I'm like, I'm
you're
not sure.
A great guy, and everyone wants to be your friend.
I don't even know.
Hey, now.
Thanks.
Be nice to yourself. You've earned it. Doggone it, people like you.
Thanks. So this one person had friended me on Facebook, and I was like, obviously you go to cons, and it was right after Aurelia. So I thought, oh, maybe it has something to do with that, but I don't think so. But then he posted, you brought this up, fidget spinners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he posted this tirade that I went to whatever con he went to, and he, fidget spinners shouldn't be allowed there. They're not collectibles. They're not toys. Therefore, it's not like a toy. Like,
well, they're kind of. They are definitely toys. Like.
Yeah. Well, but that's. And at first, like, I try to avoid Facebook arguments as much as I can. Right. Now, I always get drawn into them, but I've been pretty good. But it was like, well, it's a toy. Who cares? And he's like, it's not a toy. And he starts responding. Other people start responding, and it becomes this big thing. And people have this incredible hate on for the fidget spinners, which. I'm not a super fan, but who cares?
Okay, they're dumb, but who cares?
It's a dumb f***ing toy. And people are like, well, it's supposed to be for autistic kids. And I'm like, even if it is, which there's debatable evidence on that, they're not taking it away from the autistic kids.
You're still allowed to have it. Anyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is how it should be.
Like, and then there was, like, arguments of...
There's certainly not a limited supply of these things.
Exactly. It's not like, you've taken it away from the autistic kids.
No, they're running
out. It's like, there's 8 million billion of them. It's fine. And they're like, well, it shouldn't be in schools. I'm like, I don't think that was a part of the argument.
What the hell is this? A yo-yo? Yeah. Get out of here.
Well, it's like the idea that, well, it shouldn't be in schools, as if, like... Suddenly, no kid has ever brought a toy to school.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, well, toys alone shouldn't be brought into the classroom. It's not like we have to single this one thing out. And there was this crazy back and forth tirade, and people were so angry. And I'm like, wow, for once, I'm not the angry one. I don't
congratulations.
I don't get it.
How does it feel?
Well, yeah.
The rest of the world is insane.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
That's how I live every day of my life.
So I was like, well, I guess it's time to unfriend you, mystery man.
Well, so
that's how you remove stress from your life.
Unfollow.
Unfollow.
Or get yourself a fidget spinner.
Or that.
So we finally settled the fidget spinner debate.
Yeah.
Well, was that the topic this week?
Don't worry. That and pasta.
Yeah.
Pasta spinners.
Yeah. Oh.
Just spins pasta and it just breaks off and hits you in the
face. Just a huge mess.
There's sauce everywhere.
Pasta, yeah, pour the sauce, just grate the parmesan on there and just spin away. Parsley everywhere.
Who wants some more? You want a second help? Help of yourself.
No, no. No, thank you. Look.
Moment of zero. Zero.
It might be, it's not breaking news, but it's the first time we've had a chance to talk about it. Adam West died.
Yeah, Adam West, who, you know, is famous for obvious reasons.
Batman, we don't have to be jokesters all the time.
Well, there's that
dude, Nestle, Batman.
There's that pretty rad Nestle Quick commercial, too. Don't forget that.
There's also an episode of Goosebumps.
Oh, hey.
Family Guy.
Pretty good. Yeah, obviously sad. I mean, you died age of 88. Good life.
Yep.
I'm just wondering if they finished recording that second Batman 66 animated movie.
There was some talk. I don't know if it's confirmed or anything, but there was some rumor or some talk that he had actually finished recording another Batman 66 movie.
Because the first one's pretty good.
I have it. I picked it up. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. But I should now, really.
Yeah.
Should make a point to now. And it's, you know what I mean? It is a kind of comeback, I guess, in recent years, right?
Yeah.
Sort of as a very kind of self-aware, pop culture figure, and yeah. But he, you know,
I think that's what made him super unique about that, is that it, like, there's a lot, and I get it, if you're one of those actors that got stuck in that sort of role and are known iconically for that sort of role.
And he had some hard years there, no doubt. Yeah. But
even then, he was still working, like, even when he, you know, at a car dealership doing a thing, he's like, well, I gotta do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I didn't have too much pride about it.
He clearly came to terms with it and owned it, and I think that really paid off for him in later years, and not everybody gets a revival like that, you know what I mean? You don't have a lot of happy endings like that, necessarily, so that's pretty amazing.
He had, like, I remember watching a documentary on him about a year ago, and even in Rising Up before Batman, he had, like, a crazy work ethic of just, like, multiple jobs all the time, just to, like, he had, you know, wife and I think one kid at the point, and all we gotta get food on the table. So he was like, yeah, just working all these weird jobs, plus doing the acting thing whenever he can. But yeah, he embraced it later on. That not many people do, and I don't blame them for not embracing that. That could be a weird thing to live your life with.
I mean, again, like, permanently associated with one thing.
Yeah.
It's not really, maybe not something you counted on, or like, oh, I'll do this for a couple of years, and then it ends up defining your life. That's pretty hard, but seemed to roll with it pretty well.
It's kind of the Star Trek, Star Wars sort of approach, and
sometimes you just get really resentful about it, but you know what I mean? He seems to have a good kind of handle on things. He seems to have a good attitude about it, and, you know, something to be thankful for. After having just said all that, to be perfectly honest, I mean, Batman, as the pop culture figure he is, I don't think would exist if it weren't for him.
No, because that show happened at, like, a lull point in the comics, where, you know, it just wasn't really, not much was happening. I don't know if it's the first. There have been movies
and serials
and stuff, but I don't know if they're anything on that.
It's like making him sort of a phenomenon, kind of, in a way that it hadn't been for a very long time, at the very least.
And it had an incredible following, a big pop culture-y thing that hadn't happened yet. That was like your Star Trek or your Star Wars sort of response, so.
And let's be honest, I mean, one way or another, I feel like the character's kind of defined by him.
Yep.
Whether it's embracing it or trying to aggressively be the opposite of it, and maybe pushing it a little too far in that direction since then, which is, you gotta give him a lot of credit there. That performance kind of, without it, I don't know what we'd have right now.
Yep.
There was just reporting tweets now, but Tom Skoka, I had noticed as we tweeted, I think it summed it up pretty well, just said, RIP Adam West, Hollywood spent an actual $1 billion trying to be cooler than you because they were too square to get the joke. Which I agree with.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Alright, so who are we?
I am Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.CA, Merc on Facebook. On my website, you can get books. I have 3 books. You can get shirts and cards and weird things. That's all.
Cool. My name is Bri Kotick. You can find me on social media under BRYKOTYK. All over the place. I might do some more just drawing for fun over the summer and posting some stuff. So keep an eye open. I have a comic, Welcome to Hereafter, at WelcomeToHereafter.com, which is currently on hiatus, but, hey, feel free to read the archives. They're all there for you.
And I'm Kyle Lees. You can check me out by looking up The Kyle Lees or putting in thekylees.com. I've got a whole bunch of prints, a couple books, including a poetry book and a comic collection of Ski Ninjas, which is a comic that I did for about 9 years. Woo! Woo! I love you, Ski Ninjas. Oh, somebody let a fly in the room.
I love you, Wonder Ninjas.
Ooh.
Wonder Ninjas.
That's all yours. Fly. That's me.
Did you check that stuff out? It's all fantastic.
And as long as you use a computer, you're probably... You know what? The Kyle Lees is actually... I don't have a real domain sort of thing, so it does redirect to a Facebook page. So while you're on Facebook, go check out our page, Zero Issues Comic Podcast, where we post dumb stuff and also episodes as soon as they're out, and also great recipes for banana bread.
You don't know it's not true.
You don't know it's not true. Yeah. I've got a dozen banana bread things waiting to go up.
You want banana bread, I'm just saying. You could find it there. You don't know you can't, so honestly, you better check.
Honestly, if you don't have bananas, I have bananas that constantly are going bad. I got like two dozen bananas in my freezer.
You're going to be in bread soon, son.
Yeah, I got a real problem.
Son. Oh, son.
Son?
Listen here, Sonny Jim.
I'm very excited for Banana Cast.
Ugh. No bones about it.
Awesome. It's appealing? I guess so. We're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're on Twitter, we're on other places too. Facebook's a good place to send us a message if you have any comments or any suggestions, anything you want us to do. We will do anything for you.
Yeah, that's the place where you can talk and we listen.
Finally.
Finally, an outlet for your rage.
Yeah, there we go.
And of course, Ocean City Defender.
Yes, he does all the music for us. Great stuff. He's got several albums. You can find him. Just look up Ocean City Defender music on the Googles.
Do it.
You might find a video game. You might enjoy that too.
Yep.
Nothing but see good some
great
stuff.
Videos.
You might.
You can see some great videos. There's ones with ghosts and robots and stuff. Somebody cool really plays a ghost. Just saying.
Me?
Yes.
Jeff Goldblum?
Jeff Goldblum as the ghost.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, can you imagine?
That would be great.
Oh, I cannot stop thinking about it
can
now.
Can you have a ghost with a mullet, like 80s?
Oh, yeah.
This ghost keeps touching his chin.
Yeah.
Ghost right. Wants to go faster. Why does he want to go faster?
See you next week.
Bye. Zero Shoes.
That was some good stuff.
Inhumans trailer.
Oh, it got leaked.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that.
I watched it.
What'd you think?
It was alright. Let's go to the warm-up. That's how much I liked it.
Scott bucked.
Did Black Bolt do any talking?
He was a chatterbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a motor mouth.
Yeah.
He's actually
got a motor in his mouth.
They overdubbed the Micro Machines guy.
The extended freestyle rap scene was a little hard to get through.
It was, yeah.
Why is Black Bolt played by a granny?
Lovely.
I just wanted to add, you saw my note. Pasta is cereal. Cereal is pasta. Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is a man. Einhorn is pasta?
Einhorn is delicious.
Aries is Einhorn.
We did it.
All right.